Okay, I'm sure you know who I am, but I'm David and I'm one of the youth and children's team. What does Jesus do? That's our big question today. What does Jesus do? If you think back to Advent, we learned about who Jesus was. At Christmas, we learned about how he came. At Easter, we will learn about why he came. Right now, we're going to focus on what he did when he lived on earth and what he still does now. What does Jesus do? Now, I've hidden six pieces of paper around the church with verses on them, and they're numbered. What I'd like you to do, if you've got one of those beneath your cushion, I'd like you to take it out and either come up yourself to read it at the microphone, or grab somebody else who you think could read it and send them up to read it out. Okay. Has anybody got number one? Number one. Anybody find it? Could be in a pew that nobody is sitting on. Aha! Is that number one? Would you like to come up, Bruce?
Okay, number one is Luke chapter 4, verses 38 to 39. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them.
Thank you. So the first thing we learn about Jesus there is that Jesus heals. Jesus heals. I wonder, would you be prepared to put your hand up if you know a time when Jesus healed someone? A time when Jesus healed someone. Someone you know. That's great, thank you. Okay, second verse is from Luke 12, and it's verse 7 of Luke 12. Anybody find that one? Oh, Aunt has. That's great. And this is Jesus speaking.
So, Luke 12, verse 7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
Fantastic. Now, that one is about the fact that Jesus cares. Jesus cares. And all of these verses are from Luke's Gospel, because, of course, our series this term is from Luke's Gospel. So Jesus heals, Jesus cares. Put your hand up if you know that Jesus cares for you. That's great, thank you. Next one is from Luke chapter 9. Number 3. Ah, brilliant, Abby. And it's chapter 9, verses 16 and 17.
Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Then breaking the 5 loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciple picked up 12 baskets of leftovers.
Thank you, Avi. So Jesus is the miracle worker. Jesus is the miracle worker. Put your hands up if you know of a miracle that's happened today. Not this day, but happens nowadays. A miracle that's happened that you know about. Fantastic. Jesus is the miracle worker. Next one, number four, is from Luke 8, 22 to 25. Who's got that one? Fantastic. Yeah, just read it at the microphone. Sorry. 22, can you see that?
And he said to them, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?"
Thank you. Now that one is about the fact that Jesus, that Jesus says challenging things. It's actually not what the picture's on the screen. I've made a mistake there. The one on the screen is the story of the storm on the lake and how Jesus was able to calm the storm on the lake. And Jesus has power over nature. How many of you know that Jesus has power over nature? Jesus has got the power over nature. Okay. Next one is Luke 5, 32. Luke 5, 32. Has anybody got that one? Fantastic.
Jesus says, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
Fantastic. So, Jesus calls sinners. And that's good news. All of us are called by Jesus. Okay, one more. This time from Luke 19. I could have chosen a number of passages for this one, but I've got one from Luke 19, and it's verses 1 to 5. Who's got that one? Luke 19, 1 to 5. Brilliant. Thank you, Ed.
Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today."
Thank you very much. So, what's that one about? What's the message there? Jesus cares about the outsider. Jesus cares about the outsider. I could have chosen the Good Samaritan. I could have chosen the prodigal son. But I chose Zacchaeus because Jesus cares about outsiders. He doesn't just care for the good people. He cares for outsiders. Put your hand up if you know that Jesus cares for outsiders. Okay. Great. I'll be back later to talk about the passage from Luke 4 we read earlier. Okay, we are looking at Luke chapter 4. I'm going to look at the section from 31 to verse 44. And here in chapter 4 of Luke's Gospel, we have the beginning of the 3-year ministry of Jesus. The ministry of teaching, healing, making disciples. And Jesus has just moved house. He's just moved to Capernaum. And the first point I want to make here is that Jesus has authority. Jesus has authority. Verses 31 to 37. It was the Sabbath day. That is Saturday to us. The holy day for Jewish people when they meet together to worship. Jesus made his way to the synagogue where the Jews worship God. And there he met a very troubled man who was described as having a demon. This person would undoubtedly be regarded today as suffering from some sort of mental illness. But this was worse than that, as we're talking here about someone who'd become very evil. He had a kind of evil supernatural power. Jesus shows that by the power of his word, the unclean spirit came out of this man. You'll notice here that the demons will have nothing to do with Jesus, nor any desire to have anything to do with him. Verse 34 says, "Go away. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" The power of Jesus is much greater than the power of evil. We don't need to be afraid of demons or bad spirits today because Jesus is so much more powerful. His spoken word is enough. The power of God's word is very powerful. This is a word of power. Verses 31, 32 tells us that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he spoke with authority. In other words, when he spoke, you were forced to sit up and listen. The people watched in awe. It was awesome. Verse 36 tells us that all the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. I bet it did. Even today, his words will amaze onlookers and bring others to seek him. Are we astonished by Jesus? Are we aware of the impact that Jesus can have on people? Have you given him the authority in your life that he deserves? Do you sit up and listen when he speaks to you? Do you do what he tells you to do? Have you ever felt him speaking to you? I hope so. So the first event in Jesus' ministry is about him having authority over evil spirits. The second one is about the fact that Jesus healed many people. Now, after Jesus was in the synagogue, he went home, and home meant Simon Peter's house. And when he got home, there was nothing to eat. Why was that? Simon's mother-in-law was very sick. And Jesus was staying at this house with Simon Peter and Andrew. And she couldn't look after him. But he healed her. And the healing was rapid and complete. We read that he bent over and rebuked the fever. Again, let's notice the power of his word. Without any of the exhaustion that usually results from a fever, she was able to get up and serve them a meal. Notice three things here. Simon's mother-in-law would have liked to help in the work of Jesus, but she couldn't. Jesus saw her need and restored her to full health. Then she was able and willing to serve Jesus. At that time, a day stretched from sunrise to sunset. The Jewish people were very strict about how people could act on the Sabbath. and even where they could go. They didn't allow anyone to work or even walk too far. Once the new day had begun at sunset, the Sabbath restrictions were lifted and people could bring their sick to Jesus. And Mark tells us that the whole town gathered at the door. Jesus healed many who had various diseases. They were physically sick. He healed many who had various mental illnesses. So he was able to drive out demons, and he wouldn't let the demons speak because they knew who he was. James tells us that even the demons believe and shudder. By laying hands on the sick, Jesus showed he was giving God's power to them. Very early in the morning, remember I said this was 2 days in the life of Jesus, very early in the morning, Jesus went out to pray. Luke does not mention here that Jesus was at prayer, but we know that he was from Mark chapter 1. Mark tells us that very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Jesus knew he had to make sure he found time to talk to his Father. Each of us needs to make time to pray and read God's word each day before the activity begins. Spending time alone with God is vital to each follower of Jesus. Simon and his companions went to look for him. When they found him, they told him that everyone was looking for him. Jesus replied, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, because that is why I was sent." And the third point I want to make here, and it's in verses 43 and verse 44, and that is that Jesus says that other people need to hear the good news too. Other people need to hear the good news too. The task for which he'd been sent by God was to tell everyone the good news of God's rule far and wide, and he could not stay in one place just because they liked him there and because they were excited by his miracles. It was vital to Jesus that the miracles were accompanied by teaching about the kingdom that Jesus had come to bring. And this was a topsy-turvy kingdom. What's up is down, and what's down is up. Now, in 2023, Spring Harvest had a wonderful song for Big Start. And we're going to play that song to you now. Thank you. Hope you like that. There's a place where the lost are found. There's a place where the last are first. There's a place where the weak are strong, where we belong. And that is radical good news. News that challenges and disagrees with what the rest of the world think. The good news of Jesus was not just for the people of Capernaum. This is a notable feature of Luke's gospel. The good news is for everyone, for non-Jews or Gentiles, for Jews, for women and men, for outcasts in society, and of course, for sinners like you and me. It was not just for the people of Galilee. It was not just for the people of Israel. It's for the people of the whole world. Can you share the good news with someone you know? He still calls us to go into all the world and preach the good news. So what's it all about? Are you astonished by Jesus? Have you given him the authority in your life that he deserves? God is about transforming lives. He answers prayer. He also can heal. He has a purpose for each of our lives. What's God's purpose for us? To make us more like Jesus. And what's God's purpose for the world? God created the world for his glory and for his glory alone. And he sends us out to share his good news. Are we willing to share the good news with the other market towns around Boston? Are you on board with this? What can you do to serve his purpose? Let's pray. Father, we want to serve the purpose of God in our generation. We want to be more like Jesus. Father, help us be more like Jesus. And help us to serve you with our whole hearts. Amen.